Hey guys, our podcast topic is about student life in Düsseldorf. We are four intermediate English students, Stefan, Katja, Angela and Fenya. We can tell student life can be a bitch sometimes, and that's why we appreciate a good beer to relax. So, be honest, you will probably drink beer at some point in your student time. We are going to provide you with some basic knowledge to brag about with your new student friends. Germany has a long beer brewery tradition, and especially in Düsseldorf, the beer is a special case. If you want to have a good evening with your friends, some good and solid food, and of course beer, you should not miss a visit to one of the traditional house breweries in town. In the next few minutes, we will introduce you to four well-known breweries that you shouldn't miss.
As we all know by now, Düsseldorf is well known for its Altbier. The name Altbier first appeared in the 19th century to differentiate the beers of Düsseldorf from the new pale lager that emerged all over Germany. Brewers in Düsseldorf used the pale malts that were used for the modern pale lagers, but retained the old method of using warm fermenting yeasts. Since that time, many breweries like Füchschen and Ürige have been established in Düsseldorf. However, the latest one is the Kürzer Brewery, located in the old town. Kürzer is German and means shorter. The name of the brewery is derived from the street the brewery is located in, the Kurze Straße. Hans-Peter Schweming is the brewery owner. He opened the Kürzer in 2010. The style of the brewery is very different to the traditional breweries. The style is rather minimal, kind of Bauhaus style, more functionality and less overhead. It's very modern and definitely not like the usual retro style. The Kürzer Brewery is a pub brewery with a nice audience, interesting architecture and of course a very good beer. If you are in Düsseldorf, you definitely shouldn't miss it. If you are a brewery enthusiast, I consider it a must. The second brewery we introduce you to is the Ürige.
The Ürige is the oldest brewery in town. It was established in 1862 and exists now for over 150 years. It is located near to the Rhine and the town hall square. When the weather is sunny, you can sit or stand outside and drink your beer watching the people on the street, which is really interesting. But even if the weather is not that good, you can sit inside in a quaint atmosphere. The people you meet there, they are really different. From the old man who drinks his beer alone to the groups of young people. That straight indicates its consumer group. Now we will get to the taste and the slogan of the Ürige. The slogan is Ürige dat leckere Dropke, which means the delicious droop or drink. It is written in Düsseldorfer Platt. The ingredients of the Ürige are water, barley, wheat and of course the Ürige yeast. These ingredients make it the most bitter beer in Germany. Moreover, it is always voted for the best 10 beers in Germany. Now, go to town and try the Düsseldorfer beer on your own. The next brewery is presented by Stefan and like the Ürige, it has a long eventful history.
Hey guys, it's me again. I'm going to introduce another one of the four traditional Altbier breweries, the Füchschen. It has a very eventful history dating back to 1848. The restaurant itself is known by the name of Füchschen since the 1640s and was unfortunately completely destroyed in World War II. It has been rebuilt since, and for the last two decades Peter König is leading the brewery. He has renovated and modernized the brewery to keep up with the developing market and turned it into a thriving business. Now the Füchschen has an internet presence, special carnival events, a huge party tent at the annual Rheinkirmes and a Weihnachtsbier, which is available from the 10th of November each year. For all the folks who just want to head out at this point and try the Füchschen for themselves, you can find it on the famous Ratinger Straße in the Altstadt of Düsseldorf. For the full experience, just go there on a weekday evening, head to one of the tables in front of the restaurant and drink with the locals. I'm not going to ruin the experience by describing the taste at this point. Just find out for yourself. Trust me, you'll like it. Last but not least, Angela will tell you something about the Schlüssel Brewery.
The brewery Zum Schlüssel is the smallest of the four traditional breweries in the Altstadt of Düsseldorf. The beer which is brewed there is called Schlüssel Alt. It is only sold in and around Düsseldorf. The history of the brewery itself is connected to the houses number 45 and 47 on the Bolker Straße. There, a man named Josef Aders started to brew and sell beer in 1850. The name Zum Schlüssel refers to the fact that it was common to store the town gate's keys in pubs or roadhouses during the night. Schlüssel Alt is made according to the German beer purity law, or Reinheitsgebot, that regulates the ingredients allowed and prohibited in brewing since 1516. In 1936, the brewery was inherited by Karl Gatzweiler and has since then been family property. Schlüssel Alt is famous for its strong taste of hops. So just a little tip from us, don't start with a Schlüssel Alt.
Now that you've become an expert in Düsseldorf's brewing traditions, you can head out into the thriving nightlife of Düsseldorf and impress everyone with your vast knowledge. Or you can drink yourself into oblivion after a failed past exam with your preferred choice of beverage. And don't you ever share your knowledge with someone from Cologne. They are just going to try to copy our beloved beer. You should rather share some wisdom with them in the form of a little rhyme. A life without Altbier is possible, but pointless. Trust us, they do need some wisdom over there. The expert team says,
cheers!